Come in. Welcome, welcome. Oh, you're right on time. Please, come in, have a seat. Make yourself at home. Now then, could you confirm your name and date of birth for me? I just want to make sure that I've got the right person. Thank you. Now, I'm Dr. Summer, and I will be your therapist today. It's nice to meet you too. A few things to keep in mind before we go into our session. Above all, I'm here to help you, and I understand that boundaries are important. I won't pry into anything you don't want me to. And I won't ask you to share anything that you aren't comfortable with. You don't have to feel pressured to answer any of my questions. You can tell me if and when I'm crossing a line. I will understand. Now, what in particular brings you in today? I see. You've got some tension in the workplace. It's always stressful. May I ask what exactly you do for work? It's okay if you'd rather not go into details. Just tell me as much as you're okay with. Okay. I'm getting a clearer picture. This coworker of yours, well, you described her more as a rival than a coworker. You have an antagonistic relationship with her. Now, what is it about her that bothers you so much? Okay. Arrogant. And manipulative. Okay. So she treats everyone around her like tools. I can see why being at odds with someone like that would be so frustrating. Do you feel like you're the only one who sees her for what she is? Okay. I don't think that's all of it, though. When you described her, I noticed the way your mannerisms changed. Your eyes started darting around the room, and you began to fidget in your chair. I'm going to take a shot in the dark, and feel free to interject if I'm way off the mark, but I think that while you resent this woman for her arrogance and sense of superiority, you also admire her ability to take control of a room. From what you've told me, she has the utmost confidence in herself. And that confidence allows her to command respect from those around her, almost without any effort or thinking on her part. Right, it irritates you to no end, but it also intrigues you. Okay, you want to know what it's like to be taken in by her, to feel what the others feel when they look at her. Huh. Maybe there's even a hint of attraction present. I suspect you can't help but feel drawn to her, in spite of the condescending attitude. And as a result of that attraction, you've been struggling to repress those pent-up feelings of vexation that are turned inward. I'm sure it's made working in close proximity to her extremely difficult, to put it mildly. Am I on the right track so far? Oh, no. There's no need to feel embarrassed. I'm here to help you, not judge you. And anyway, those feelings are completely natural. It is totally understandable that you're attracted to a capable, assertive woman. There's nothing wrong with it. Still, this is a tricky situation to maneuver. Workplace romances have a tendency to become, well, messy. My professional advice would be to confront her directly. You won't be able to get proper closure otherwise. Okay. I had a feeling you'd say that. Well, okay. I do have one alternate solution in mind. It won't give you the resolution you're looking for, but it should help you sort out your thoughts a little bit. Okay. Please lean back in your chair and just allow yourself to relax. Steady your breathing. Okay, slowly in through your nose. Good. And out through your mouth. Yes, just like that. Focus on taking slow, deep breaths. That will allow the tension in your muscles to melt away. It's all right if your eyes begin to droop shut. Hypnosis? No, nothing like that. What I had in mind was a kind of visualization exercise. We're going to get to the root of your issue, but it will take some cooperation on your part. Is that all right? Good. Just continue breathing nice and easy. Like that. You're doing well. Allow your eyes to shut on their own. And another deep breath. Excellent. In order to understand the source of your distaste for this woman, I'll ask you to paint a vivid portrait of her in your mind. You did not describe her appearance earlier. I want you to picture her now, exactly as you would normally see her. What's she wearing? Which of her features strike you the most? Let's start from the bottom and work our way up. What shoes does she have on? Is she the type to wear high heels all the time? Or perhaps she prefers the practicality of simple dress shoes? Imagine it and take another breath. Very good. And what about her legs? Are they clad with stockings? What color are they? Is she wearing pants or a skirt? Another breath. Let's move on to her midsection. What is her choice of blouse? Whatever it may be, she sounds like the type to wear a suit over it. Maybe a simple tie is sufficient. Does she have a ring on her finger? Or a necklace draped over her chest? Finally, her head. What color is her hair? Is it long? Or short, groomed or unkempt? Is her face littered with freckles? If she's wearing lipstick, what color is it? she have earrings on? And her eyes, what color are they? What shape are they? Take another breath as you zero in on her eyes. I want you to take in their every detail. The way they shimmer in the light. The way she narrows them when she meets your gaze. Everything. Have you ever found yourself getting lost in those eyes? I doubt you have. You're too prideful for that. But this is a safe place. A rare opportunity for you to let your guard down and allow yourself to indulge. So, continue breathing and continue imagining what it would be like staring into those eyes. I'm sure you've imagined it before, but you are a stubborn one. You refuse to meet them, even for a moment. As a result of that, the image of them in your mind is surely muddled. You desperately wish you could get a clearer picture of them. You regret never taking a proper look when you had the chance. Now, as you continue breathing, slowly open your eyes and look up at me. Look into my eyes. What color are they? What shape? You can see them clearly, much clearer than the ones in your mind. Those were simply figments of your imagination. But these eyes, my eyes, they're real. And you can absolutely feel the power they hold. Tell me, do my eyes look familiar to you? It's all right. There's no need to answer. Just keep breathing. Relax. Let my words wash over you. And continue. Sinking deep into my eyes. So deep now. So relaxed. Being so good for me. I want to show you something. It may come as a start, but no matter what you see, you will remain in this state of total relaxation. You will remain fixated on my eyes. Do you understand? Good. So, do my eyes look familiar to you now? Oh, please. Oh, there's no point in struggling. It's too late anyway. I have you precisely where I want you. Oh, well, looking deeply into my eyes, your body relaxed and your mind hazy. This is happening. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Honestly, I never imagined it would be this easy. You even allowed yourself to be fooled by a simple glamour charm. Then again, maybe deep down you knew who I was, and you decided to play along anyway. Oh, come now. Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. I had my suspicions during our previous encounters, the way you tried so hard to avoid my gaze. Even more so than other hunters. It gave me an idea. Why not have one of my thralls suggest visiting a therapist that they trust? That way, you would finally let your walls down and show me how you truly feel. That's right, my dear hunter. Your friend has been my thrall for some time. I have plenty of thralls you don't know about. City officials, politicians, ranking members of your very own Vampire Hunter Council. It made pulling this little stunt quite a trivial matter. If only you hadn't hesitated each time you had my back against the wall. Although, I suppose I know why now. Still, even I never realized just how bad you had it. Even the idea of looking into my eyes was enough to drop you into trance in no time at all. And to think all those times you fought so desperately to keep me from hypnotizing someone, you were secretly envious of them. Oh, it looked so pleasurable being in my thrall, right? So easy, so very relaxing. You wanted to know what it was like, but you fought desperately against those urges. Well, there will be no more fighting, no more resistance. Only my eyes, my voice, and my will. No more thoughts of your own. Just sink a little deeper. Surrender your will to mine. Good job, Hunter. You're being so good for me. Now then, what to do with you? You know, you said some hurtful things about me during our session. Arrogant? Honestly? I act superior because I am superior, Hunter. How dare you judge me for treating mortals like the playthings that they are? I ought to punish you for your hubris. But to be perfectly honest, I'm just having a bit too much fun seeing you like this. Oh, you've been supposedly trying to kill me for so long, but in reality, you've been fantasizing about a scenario exactly like this playing out. It's almost a reward in and of itself. What do you say we continue where we left off? After all, I don't think you're cured quite yet. I need you to really open up and tell me everything that's been on your mind lately. Let's start with something recent. Tell me, what exactly was going through your head during our last battle? Oh my, is that so? Do go on. That is quite the confession, Hunter. If you weren't completely in my power, I would accuse you of being hyperbolic. You clearly have a fixation with the idea of being hypnotized, one that you've been struggling to suppress. And seeing such a beautiful goddess of the night, such as myself, with such adept powers of compulsion, you must have been feeling quite conflicted. Is that an apt diagnosis, Hunter? Just how long have you been bottling up these feelings? That long, huh? And yet you choose this line of work. Not a wise decision, I must say. Or perhaps it's exactly your fascination with hypnosis that drew you to us vampires. All things considered, you've been an effective hunter regardless of your urges. Until now, that is. So, do tell. What is it about me specifically that made you feel so conflicted? What was it that warranted a therapy session? Oh, you flatterer. I could ask you to go on, but there's no need. It's quite apparent that you've given this sufficient thought already. It's adorable, honestly. You're like a schoolgirl with a crush. How many restless nights have you spent tossing and turning in bed, trying to convince yourself that you aren't head over heels for me? In spite of my arrogance, in spite of my flagrant disregard for human life, those things don't matter to you, not really. The fact of the matter is, you can drop into a trance simply by taking a simple glance into my gorgeous eyes. I am everything you've ever dreamed of. Now, answer my question. How many midnights have you spent staring listlessly at your ceiling and thinking of me? Oh, show me. I want you to show me how deep your infatuation runs. Oh, gaze upon my beauty. Feel yourself being compelled by my voice, by my power, and do whatever feels natural. Oh, my, as I expected. Your hand drifted to your crotch without any need for me to command it. How many times have you done this, Hunter? How many times have you pleasured yourself to the thought of succumbing to me? No need to answer, dear. It's plain to see that you've done this many a time before. I'm getting a little aroused myself. The idea that after you're spending your entire career as a hunter at war with yourself, a single look into my eyes was all it took for you to give in and reduce yourself to this. Knowing now that between our nightly skirmishes, you've been touching yourself to the thought of me. The thought of submitting to me, of becoming my loyal thrall. Dare I say, you've awakened something in me, Hunter. You may just have to help me work out these feelings later. But for now, continue pleasuring yourself for me. Whatever pace feels right to you is fine. You are the expert after all. Oh, I've had a change of heart. I'm not going to drain you dry or make you into my thrall. Not yet. I'm not ready to end our little game so soon. This forbidden yearning that you've been concealing so poorly. Oh, it's all too delicious. I want to savor it a little longer. So you just carry on enjoying yourself while I outline the next chapter of our relationship. Soon, I'm going to command you to orgasm. And you will do so promptly and without hesitation, because my commands are your law. Then I will wake you up from this trance. As I do so, I will reinstate my glamour charm, and we will return to our therapy session as though nothing has transpired. You won't remember what happened while you were under, but my commands will remain embedded in your subconscious mind. You will book another session with me, and then another, and another, until this becomes a routine. Our nightly escapades will continue as normal, but these feelings for me that you've been battling against will slowly start to win out. Every time you see me hypnotizing someone or sinking my fangs into them, you will imagine yourself in their place even more so than you already do. Your fixation with me will grow stronger and stronger, to the point of utter obsession. You'll be eager to confide in your trusted therapist about these feelings. Every session, I'll drop you a little deeper than last time. I'll reinforce your conditioning. I'll ensure that you can't resist me any longer. By the time I'm through, you'll throw yourself at my feet and beg to become my thrall. Doesn't that sound like fun, Hunter? Doesn't the prospect excite you? I can see that it does. And you know the best part? I hardly need to make any alterations to your mind. I need only amplify the feelings that are already present. And that will make your inevitable surrender all the sweeter. Knowing that, with nothing more than some slight encouragement on my part, you will ultimately be submitting yourself to me willingly. Just imagining the moment where you finally admit to me and yourself that you can't resist for another second. Oh, it's giving me a rush of elation. And that goes for you too, Hunter. Because my feelings are your feelings. My commands are your thoughts. My will is your will. And right now, I'm willing you to climax for me. So do it. Come for me, my pet. Show me how devoted you are already. Come for me and understand this is only the beginning. There will be more sessions exactly like this one. And when I'm done, you'll be nothing but another eager, mind-broken servant for me. Come for me. Yes, that's it. There it is. Oh, good pet. Oh, now, clean yourself up. I'm going to count down from three. And when I reach one, you will awaken. As I said, you will not remember being in trance, but you will obey my whims all the same. First, I'll reapply my glamour. And now, on my count, 3, 2, 1. Hello there, are you still with me? It's all right if you zoned out for a moment. Our time is nearly up anyway. We made some great progress today, but I believe you're still in need of my help. If you're comfortable with another session, we can book one right now. Oh, my. Eager, aren't we? Well, I suppose that I'm glad that you're receptive to my techniques. Let me just pen you in. All right. It's official. I'll see you next week, same time and place. And with that, I bid you farewell for now. But I have to say, I am very impressed with your progress already, and I'm certain that you'll be of sound mind in just another session or two. Until next time, my dear client, I can't wait to see what we accomplished together.